Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we're going to do some jumping, do some gardening, we'll celebrate Bix's birthday, and we're going to go mad. But before we do anything else, I have a correction to make. A couple of weeks ago, I played a record called Waffles by the Missouri Jazz Band. I said that Missouri Jazz Band was a pseudonym for the California Ramblers and that the vocal was by Arthur Hall. Well, although the California Ramblers were issued on a handful of records as the Missouri Jazz Band, listener Luis in Argentina emailed to point out that the Missouri Jazz Band was most frequently, and in the case of Waffles, a pseudonym for Adrian Schubert and his orchestra, and that the vocal was by Irving Kaufman and not Arthur Hall. Arthur Hall did sing with the Ramblers, just not on that record. So now that we've set that record straight, here's another version of Waffles.
Thank you.
Not a combination I'd order at the Waffle House, but that was Bunny Berrigan and his Blue Boys and Chicken and Waffles, a Berrigan composition from December 13, 1935. And we started the show with Irving Aronson and his Commanders, with Phil Sachs and Chorus taking the vocal on Waffles, recorded by Victor on June 23, 1926, and that's confirmed. Last week, on March 1st in 1912, Captain Albert Berry of the Jefferson Barracks in St. Louis, Missouri, made the first parachute jump from a powered airplane. He jumped from an altitude of 1,500 feet at a speed of 50 miles an hour. The idea of a parachute was first detailed by Leonardo da Vinci in 1495, but the first parachute jump was made long before airplanes, on October 22, 1797, by André-Jacques Garnerin in France. So here, in honor of all the skydivers out there, are a couple of jumping songs, starting off with Skeets Tolbert and his Gentlemen of Swing. Thank you.
wonderful Yankee's hanky, orang-tang-ti-tatty. Gonna tell you about the jumping jive. Jim, Jim, jump the jumping jive. Cat's gonna beat out this mellow jive. Beat it out on the male side. Shalimar, Swanee Shore. Let me dig that jive once more. Boy.
Right on down to the
oh, boy.
Try to
now, can't you hear those hep cats call?
Yeah.
Come on, boys, let's have a ball.
The Jim Jim Jump is a jumping jive.
Makes you dig your jive on the mellow side. Hep, hep. Hep, hep.
The Jim Jim Jump is solid jive.
Makes you 9 foot tall when you 4 foot five. Hep, hep.
Hep, hep.
Now don't you be that ickaroo. Get hep, come on and follow through. Then you get your steady foo. You make the joint jump like the gators do.
The dim, dim jump is a jumping jive.
Makes you like your eggs on the Jersey side. Hep, hep.
Hep, hep.
The Jim Jam jumping jive makes you hep hep on the male side. Hep hep.
Hep hep. Hep hep. Hep hep.
The Jim Jam jumble hip jumble hip jive will make you dig hip your jive on the male side. Hep hep.
Hep hep.
Don't you be that rickaroo. Get hep, come on and follow through. Then you get your steady foo. You make a joint of jumble like gators do. The Jim Jam jumper like the jumping jumper makes you like your egg is on the table. The Jim Jam jumping jive makes you hep, hep on the man aside. Going, 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 da-da. Now I've told you about the jumping jive. Jim Jam jump the jumping jive. I know you dug this mellow jive. Boom, you dig it on the mellow side.
The King of Heidi Ho, Cab Calloway and his orchestra from July 17th, 1939, and the Jumpin' Jive, which was preceded by Skeets Tolbert and his Gentlemen of Swing on March 12, 1940, and Jumpin' Jack. Campbell A. Tolbert was born in Charlotte, North Carolina, around 1910, and his nickname of Skeets is a shortened form of a childhood nickname, Mosquito. While in college, he played with Dave Taylor's Dixie Serenaders, a North Carolina territory band. He moved to New York in the early 30s and worked with various bands, including Fats Waller. He led a band accompanying track and field star Jesse Owens on public relations tours and then formed his Gentlemen of Swing, playing in clubs in Greenwich Village and on 52nd Street. After giving up the band in the mid-40s, he moved to Houston and worked for the Musicians Union as a teacher and managing a musical instrument store. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. We're gonna go mad when we return right after this. Last week, March 1st, marked the birth in New York in 1922 of William M. Gaines. That name will be immediately recognizable to some of you. For the others, William Maxwell Gaines was the publisher of Mad Magazine. His father, Max Gaines, created and published some of the very first comic books, including Famous Funnies and Carnival of Comics, sold in department stores in 1933 and 34. When Max died in a boating accident in 1947, his company, EC Publications, became the sole responsibility of 25-year-old Bill, who, along with Al Feldstein, began publishing titles such as Moon Girl, Crime Patrol, Tales from the Crypt, Weird Science, and Haunt of Fear, which featured some of the absolute best artists of the day. Mad was created by Harvey Kurtzman and Al Feldstein as a comic book and was converted to a magazine format to escape censorship. William M. Gaines was a very eccentric gentleman. He sported shoulder-length gray hair and most often was dressed in t-shirt and jeans. He was an avid wine enthusiast and was known to fill the office water cooler with fine vintage wine. Mad Magazine was a generous and fun place to work. The company offered the annual Mad Cruise, an all-expense-paid cruise ship trip for employees who had written or illustrated 18 pages for Mad Magazine in the previous year. William M. Gaines died on June 2, 1992. So here, in honor of William M. Gaines and Mad Magazine, are some Mad songs, starting off with Coon Sanders Orchestra.
It's sweet madness when we two are together. Sweet madness, what else can it be? When you're close to me, I'm not responsible, darling. Your lips willing are so thrilling, and each thrill lasts forever. Sweet madness, we're mad and I'm glad. It's grand to go mad with you.
Casaloma Orchestra in 1933 with Kenny Sargent vocalizing on Sweet Madness from Murder at the Vanities. Sweet Madness was written by Victor Young and Ned Washington. And before Kenny Sargent, it was Joe Sanders taking the vocal and writing the arrangement for Harlem Madness. Coon Sanders Orchestra on November 18, 1929. Harlem Madness was written by Jack Yellen and Milton Ager for the 1930 MGM picture They Learned About Women, a movie musical about baseball which starred the comedy team of Van and Skenk. Continuing this mad set of songs, here's a pair of acoustic recordings, beginning with Charles Kreeth's Jazzomaniacs.
Thank you.
Couple of acoustic recordings made without benefit of microphones or electrical amplification. We just heard Lovey Austin and her Blues Serenaders in April of 1924 and Charleston Mad. Lovey Austin played piano, and the vocal on that Paramount recording was by Priscilla Stewart. And before Charleston Mad, it was Pleasure Mad, Charles Creath's Jazzomaniacs, recording in St. Louis on December 2, 1924. Charles Creath played trumpet in this recording, but could also play saxophone and accordion. It's Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, Glenn Robison. Have a request? Have a comment about the show? Or, like listener Luis, have a correction? You can send them by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. We'll be back to do some gardening when we return right after this. Last week, March 7th, marked the birth in 1849 in Lancaster, Massachusetts, of horticulturist Luther Burbank. He made his home in Santa Rosa, California for more than 50 years, and it was there that he conducted plant breeding experiments that brought him world renown. In California, his birthday is celebrated as Arbor Day, and trees are planted in his memory. One of Burbank's goals was to manipulate the characteristics of plants in order to increase the world's food supply. He developed a spineless cactus, which could be grown in the desert and provide forage for livestock. During his career, Burbank introduced more than 800 new varieties of plants, including over 200 varieties of fruits, vegetables, nuts and grains, and hundreds of ornamental flowers. Burbank was a personal friend of both Thomas Edison and Henry Ford, and in 1915, all three of them gathered together at Burbank's home in Santa Rosa. Luther Burbank died April 11, 1926. So here, in honor of Luther Burbank, are some songs about flowers and gardening, starting off with Abe Lyman's California Orchestra.
Thank you. some say no. You'll find me picking petals off of daisies everywhere they grow. To tell the truth, it's maybe kind of crazy. A keeper follows everywhere I go. But you can stop me picking petals off of daisies if you tell me what I want to know.
Well, I don't know if Luther Burbank pulled petals off of daisies as part of his horticultural experiments, but that was the Hi-Hatters on October 9th, 1929, and you've got me picking petals off of daisies. The Hi-Hatters were preceded by Abe Lyman's California Orchestra from July 26th, 1926, and Fleur d'Amour. I don't know if Luther Burbank bred any green tulips, but here's a song about them.
Willie Merle and Austin Coombe Johnson playing Green Tulips. Thank you.
Lou, written by William Sonny Clay. So what does Lou have to do with horticulture? Well, it was performed by Clay's band, the California Poppies. Before Lou, it was Billy Merrill and Austin Croom Johnson playing piano and harpsichord, respectively, on Green Tulips, which they co-wrote. Green Tulips was recorded in London in August of 1935. Billy Merrill was born in 1902 and was pianist for the Savoy Havana Band, where he was known as the King of Syncopation and the pianist with lightning in his fingers. After the Savoy Havana Band, he worked with his own band, and his compositions include a number of novelty pieces for piano as well as music for the theater. Harpsichordist Austin Croom Johnson created the British radio feature Soft Lights and Sweet Music in 1933. The following year, he came to the U.S., and 2 years later was NBC Radio's Director of Programming. I'm Glenn Robison, Director of Programming for Rapidly Rotating Records, and I've programmed some Bix right after this. March 10th, 1903 is the birthday of... That's right, Leon Bix Beiderbecke. Born in Davenport, Iowa, his father operated a fuel and lumber company, and his mother was a pianist. As a boy, he had piano lessons, but played by ear. After hearing recordings of the original Dixieland Jazz Band, he turned his attention to the cornet, which he taught himself how to play by playing along with the records. In 1919, he bought his first cornet and played in school events and with local groups. His family disapproved of his interest in jazz, and that, along with his less-than-stellar performance in school, resulted in his parents enrolling him in Lake Forest Academy outside of Chicago in 1921. But after-hours trips to Chicago to play and hear jazz and poor grades resulted in his expulsion in May of 1922. After several months working for his father in Davenport, he turned to a career in music. He played and recorded with the Wolverines and the Gene Goldkett Band in 1924, and in 1925 recorded for Jeanette and played with Charlie Strait, the Breeze Blowers, and Frank Trumbauer's orchestra. In May of 1926, Bix and Tram joined the Gene Goldkett Band in New York until it disbanded in September of 1927. On October 27th, they joined Paul Whiteman's band, playing engagements across the country and recording with the full band and with various groups under their own names. Bix left Whiteman in September of 1929. Years of excessive alcohol consumption led to deteriorating health, and his hopes of rejoining the group after recuperation didn't materialize. He worked at the piano and with Benny Goodman, the Dorsey Brothers, and Jack Teagarden. Bix died on August 6, 1931 at 9:30 p.m. and was buried in Oakdale Cemetery in Davenport, Iowa on August 11th. Here are three from Bix, starting off with the Sioux City Six. Thank you.
position, we'll always see you through. When up above the skies are black instead of being blue, Mr. Trouble makes our faces grow long. But a smile will have him saying, so long, I'm on my way. It really doesn't pay to be a gloomy pill. It's absolutely most ridiculous, positively still. The rain may be the banner, it really doesn't matter. For life can be delish with a sunny disposition.
If you can listen to that and not have a sunny disposition, you, my friend, have a serious problem. The Gene Goldcat Orchestra on February 3, 1927, Bix on Cornet, and Sunny Disposition, written by Ira Gershwin and Philip Cherig. Nat Shilkret was the recording director for that session, which featured the Revelers, first tenor Charles Harrison, second tenor Louis James, whom you hear as soloist occasionally on this program, Elliot Shaw, baritone, and Wilfred Glenn, bass. Before Sunny Disposition, from just a couple of days earlier on February 1st, 1927, it was My Pretty Girl. And we started off with the Sioux City Six, the six being Bix Beiderbecke, cornet, Miff Mohl on trombone, Frank Trumbauer on C Melody sax, Rube Bloom on piano, Min Liebrook on brass bass, and Vic Moore on drums, and a Frank Trumbauer composition, I'm Glad, recorded by Jeanette in New York on October 9, 1924. Bix Beiderbecke, born March 10, 1903. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend the last hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, and I hope you'll do so each and every week as we bring you toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. In the meantime, your requests and comments about the show are welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. This is Glenn Robison wishing you a sunny disposition, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.